This last round is going to be about gratefulness and gratitude. Now, before you fall off your chair and wonder how crazy it is to suggest that we would be grateful for your debt, let's think about gratitude in terms of the law of attraction. Gratitude is one of the most powerful vibrational points of attraction. So even though it's counterintuitive, we're going to see if we can tap into gratitude about our debt. Because remember, in the financial world, what is debt? Debt is credit that you have been lent. What do you want the universe to hear from you when you think of the form of financial abundance called credit? You're thinking about it as debt right now, but you've really been lent credit. So when the universe provides you with credit, you have anger and pain and sadness and anxiety. When the universe provides us with credit, imagine if we could feel grateful to attract more credit. Doesn't mean we're going to attract more debt, but debt is actually someone lending you credit. So this is really important because there may be a time in your future when you want to be lent credit for some amazing thing that you're doing. So let's start by rating the statement, I am not grateful for this debt. See how true that feels on a scale of 1 to 10. I bet it feels good to say that. We're going to start with the negative. So karate chop point, even though I am not grateful at all, those creditors are like drug dealers. They're bleeding me dry. I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though I am not grateful, I refuse to be grateful. They are bleeding me dry. It's agony. I accept all of my feelings about this. Even though I will never be grateful to anyone involved in my debt, that just wouldn't make sense. I profoundly love and accept myself. Eyebrow point. I am not grateful. Side of the eye, I shouldn't be grateful. Under the eye, are you crazy? Under the nose, they're robbing me blind. Chin point, I'm not going to forgive them. Collarbone point, I'm not going to look on the bright side of things. Under the arm, I refuse to be grateful. Top of the head, that would say there's something redeeming in this, and there isn't. Eyebrow point, I am not grateful. Side of the eye, I'll never be grateful for this. Under the eye, it's caused too much pain. Under the nose, I refuse to let this go. Chin point, why should I? Collarbone point, they're not grateful for me. Under the arm, I refuse to be grateful. Top of the head, I refuse to let this go. Take a nice deep breath. And again, that probably felt really good. And notice in the workbook, if you've got emotions that have just got made stronger, maybe a new level of anger at creditors or people who haven't treated you very nicely about your debt, and note that down, and more tapping to do before we move on to the positive round. Moving on to the power reframe for this gratefulness idea. Karate chop point again. I actually am grateful. to all those creditors and banks for extending me credit and letting me use their money. They gave me moments of joy and freedom in having things that I wanted or needed quickly. Before I had the money myself. The truth is, I needed them and the role that they play. That is actually their job. It is an honor to repay them in good faith and in thanks for their loans. In doing this, I send a clear message to the universe that I am a good money manager. I am great with credit. I send a clear message to the universe that I am grateful for and open to all the ways money flows to me and through me. I want the universe to hear that message loud and clear. Eyebrow point, I am grateful. Side of the eye, I got to have joy and freedom. Under the eye, by having things that I wanted or needed quickly. Under the nose, I didn't have the money yet. Chin point, these creditors and banks did their job. Collarbone point, they gave me what I asked for. Under the arm, it's an honor to repay them in good faith. Top of the head, it's an honor to repay them in thanks. I'm sending a clear message to the universe that I am a good money manager. Eyebrow point, I am grateful. Side of the eye, I got to have moments of joy and freedom. Under the eye, by having things that I wanted or needed quickly. Under the eye, before I had the money. Chin point, these creditors and banks did their job. Collarbone point, they gave me what I asked for. Under the arm, it's an honor to repay them in good faith. Top of the head, it's an honor to repay them in thanks. Eyebrow point, I'm sending a clear message to the universe. I am a good money manager. Side of the eye, I'm sending a clear message to the universe. I am great with credit. Under the eye, I'm grateful for and open to all the ways money flows. Chin point, I'm grateful for and open to all the ways money works. Collarbone point, all the ways money flows to me and through me. Under the arm, I am a fantastic money manager. Top of the head, this is the message I want the universe to hear. Thank you for all forms of money. take a nice deep breath. Gratitude raises our vibration. So when we can be grateful for all forms of money coming into our life, we are absolutely become a money magnet. Going along with this, another great idea that you can do is look at your paycheck or your bank statement or however you receive your pay, whether it's depositing checks from clients specifically or getting paid by a company. Look at that number every week or every month and make a big red circle around it and write thank you and put it on your refrigerator. I often will look at that number and tap thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a way to really tune in to money coming into your life and saying thank you for it, really bringing up the gratitude for all the wonderful things the income that you have now lets you do in your life. Think of anything that it lets you do and be grateful for it. Really pulls in more.